This morning's reading continues from our readings from the Prophecy to the Races of Man, and this is chapter 70, The Great Day of God. Then the voice said to the man, "Man was created in the image of God. Man was given a body of light, immortal and everlasting. And man was given consciousness and understanding. And God intended that man share in the creation. But man, wishing to be as God, to know all things and to move the creation as an equal with God, deviated from the way, violating the laws imposed upon him. For man did not wish to obey the laws of creation. While receiving the gift of life, man wished to dominate the giver of life. And because of this, man fell from grace and descended into matter. But being all God, good, God would restore the world to light as a final act of redemption, and he would not that this light be darkened by unrighteousness. Therefore, the Son of Righteousness shall burn bright in the heavens. For evil men and women will think dark thoughts and oppose the coming of God's light, and God shall judge them by the light thereof. For his word shall burn brighter than a fire. And unrighteous men and women and their works shall be burned by this fire until their minds and spirits are purified. And then shall they have knowledge of God." Holy books recorded the prophecy of this event. "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." And you have read the words of the prophets who spoke of this day long before the coming of Jesus. "And God's star shall arise in the heavens as a king, lighting up the light of knowledge as the sun the day, and he shall be magnified in the world. He shall shine forth as the sun upon the earth, and shall remove all darkness from under heaven, and there shall be peace in all the earth. The heavens shall exalt in his days, and the earth shall be glad, and the clouds shall rejoice, and the knowledge of the Lord shall be poured forth upon the earth as the water of the seas. And you have also read, when all creation, visible and invisible, as the Lord created it, shall end, then every man goes to the great judgment, and then all time shall perish, and the years, and thenceforward there will be neither months, nor days, nor hours. They will be stuck together and will not be counted. There will be one aeon, and all the righteous who shall escape the Lord's great judgment shall be collected in the great aeon. For the righteous, this great aeon will begin, and they will live eternally. And then, too, there will be amongst them neither labor, nor sickness, nor humiliation, nor anxiety, nor need, nor violence, nor might, nor darkness, but great light. And the prophets of old said that in the final age, God shall judge the lords of the earth, the rulers and leaders of humankind, and all those who turn from the light of his goodness. And it was prophesied that the sun would be darkened, and the moon give up its light, and the stars would fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens would be shaken when God would establish his kingdom of light, and the righteous would shine as the sun. And some feared this event, and others have scoffed at it, disbelieving that the ancient prophets were informed of future events. But I say unto the races of man that God's light shall save the world from a very dark rule, when man shall be under the powers of darkness and oppressed by war and tribulation unlike anything the world has ever known. And the coming forth of God's light, filled with knowledge and love, shall be for the redemption and salvation of the human family. People shall not be cast into hell and burned with fire, as some have taught, but burned by the great light of God, which shall blind the eyes with its brilliance and heat the brain with its energy and thoughts. Therefore, God's judgment is righteous, for the world would be destroyed totally were it not for the intervention of God, who loves his children and would redeem them from the pain of darkness and the enslavement to ignorance. Therefore, the righteous and goodly men and women of the world look for the coming of God's triumphant day, when the world will be changed and transformed into light. And man shall be enlarged, and his world shall be enlarged, so there will be no more need for death. And the righteous and goodly of the world will not be blinded by the sun's brilliance, but will flourish in its goodness. For it was written that, for those that love God, the Sun of Righteousness will shine forth with healing in its rays, and the goodly will live in the goodness thereof. And the ancients, knowing of things to come, saw into the future. And by the knowing, they validated the events, for no one can see that which has not or will not transpire. And we will now have the blessings.